January 5, 1903. Freedom is necessary in order to recognize the good and the evil. This morning I felt almost free of sufferings. I myself did not know what to do when I felt I was outside of myself and I saw people from our country who, in addition to the words and the calumnies they had spoken, were plotting to come to deeds. In the meantime I saw blessed Jesus and I said, Lord, you give too much liberty to these infernal men. Up until now it has been about infernal words, but now they want to reach the point of laying hands on your ministers. Bind them, and have compassion on them, and, at the same time, defend those who belong to you. And he, daughter, this freedom is necessary in order to recognize the good and the evil. Know, however, that I am tired of man, so tired that I share it with you. In fact, when you feel the tiredness of this state of victim, and almost the will to go out of it, this comes to you from me. And I warn you to be attentive not to put your will in, for I am looking for the will of the creature to lean on it and chastise the rebels. But, let us try, again I will make you suffer, and they will be left without strength and will not be able to do anything of what they want. Who can say what I suffered and how many times he renewed my crucifixion? And while doing this, raising his hand toward heaven, he told me, My daughter, I did not make man for the earth, but for heaven. His mind, his heart, and everything that his interior contains were to exist in heaven. Had he done this, he would have received the influence of the Most Holy Trinity within his three powers, and it would have been copied within himself. But since he occupies himself with earth, he receives mud, rot and the whole bilge of vices that the earth contains.